Bye. I'm done. I can't do music.
Welcome everyone to the social van. Feeling kind of sick of the bullshit. So here they are, Represent Plus, ready to turn every podcast to dust. So sit down and shut the fuck up, cause when in doubt, fuck your couch.
Welcome everybody to the social vent.
Yeah!
I could have left like 40 minutes ago. Honestly, my day was that slow. And I could have gone home, but I didn't get a response from you. So I was like, screw it.
I was busy. What could I say?
I was like, screw it. I'm not going to wait and then be like, I'm waiting at home for 30 minutes. Oh, I went straight to the theater.
God, oh, my goodness. I can only imagine how pissed off you would be if you texted me like, are you ready to go? I'm like, I'm waiting for you.
Yeah. Just sitting in front of your house, just like...
You just sent me a picture of the tickets burning.
Yeah. It'd be my credit card at that point in time because they're all still on that.
You're not getting them. Then you're like, oh, shit.
I'm going to need to order another one of those.
What up, y'all? Welcome to the Social Vent Podcast. KMB the Sexy Ninja.
And I'm Doug.
All right. So it's been a while since you've been on the Social Vent Podcast.
It's been like 2 years, I think.
Yeah. But you've been on everything else.
Yeah, I know. I've touched a lot of people in a lot of places.
Good to know. So we're at the movie theater, Harkins, and we're going to see a little movie called No Time to Die.
I like how it was so important you almost forgot what it was called.
I was about to say a 007 movie.
Well, I was going to say, there have been so many titles, it's kind of like, I'm not surprised they'd get a little mixed up. Because I kept thinking, for some reason, it was Tomorrow Never Dies, but I'm like, no, that's the Pierce Brosnan one that we talked about not so long ago. So, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm excited. I didn't finish Spectre.
I've got no idea what we're going to do.
I got halfway through, then the kid wanted to watch Looney Tunes back in action. Mm-hmm. Awful. That was so bad.
I mean, it is what it is. And then you watched the football game.
Yeah. I caught that and Mr. Tom Brady.
Yeah, that's an idea for another podcast that we would be doing together.
Yeah. Big Daddy is on his way. So expect him on the second part of this when we come back from the film. Good idea. Yep. I would have been pissed if these guys parked right.
They were already over there. It'd be hilarious if they just pulled over and...
Yeah, so I'm a dumbass, and I know Big Daddy will give me shit for it when he comes on to the show. I forgot about him.
I didn't forget about you, but you gave me so many non-answers that everything kind of went sideways.
And what sucks is, like, I was at the Dome on NAU, and the service is awful. So, like, it was like I was getting all these emails for my work. I couldn't read any of them. It wouldn't let me connect to the, you know, anything. And, like, something my boss would call. He's like, hey. And I'll be like, drop call. So, and a lot of text messages after I rolled out of there just started flooding through. And I was like, oh, well, my store was burning down, but didn't know.
You were within walking distance of your store, and no one came to go get you.
And I did write specifically, like, hey, if anybody needs me, I am here.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. We're here now.
We're here now.
Except for Phil. Except for Big Daddy.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to tell him this story in private, but no, I was at my work, and, you know, we have... I don't know if I've ever told anyone where I work. It's ultimately not really that important. But there's a way that you can save your, you know, when you purchase things, you have reward points under your name, phone, stuff like that. And I was talking to one of my coworkers. She's like, yeah, the other day I had this guy come in here and his email, like, you know, a lot of people have weird emails and they won't tell you. But this guy's like, yep, it's Big Daddy. And I'm like, was this gentleman African American? Like, yeah. I'm like, did he not really have a lot of hair? She's like, yeah. I'm like, I know exactly who this is. He's like, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised at all. The Big Daddy coming in and just being like, what's the name Big Daddy?
It's funny, is I know his personal email, and it's not that.
Really?
No.
He has another one.
Well, no, I'll tell you afterwards. I don't want to put his...
I'll have to talk to him about it then, because I swear, just given the situation, I thought it was him. So it'd be hilarious if it wasn't. If there's some other dude who looks a lot like Phil, just walking around with that same email.
He would be pissed. Oh. I'd be like, you know what? It's pretty hard to trademark Big Daddy, though.
Yeah, it is.
Like,
yeah.
I think it'd be easier to trademark K&B the Sexy Ninja just because it's a unique name to the title, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's maybe it's a second email that he has. Maybe it's one that now he's putting his stuff under. Because this, I mean, he's been going to Best Buy for how many years?
Years.
Yeah, so I'm sure he has one email, and he might have just been changing stuff up and be like, no, this is my email now.
Yeah. I just saw something, the Halloween Kills poster. I watched that last night. And
I have never had an interest in the Halloween movies. I think the best one is the third one. You know what? To be completely fair, the third one is actually the only one that kind of revolves specifically around Halloween.
You hurt me a little bit with that statement.
I know what I'm talking about. I know exactly what I'm talking about. I've seen them.
What's funny is like that movie has made a cult following for it. And it's just like, why? Like, I hate that, like how today it's those weird little, like, oh, Halloween 3 has its own cult following. I'm like...
Tell me the major differences between Halloween and Friday the 13th.
One's in the woods.
Yeah, well, and one happens, one happens like every couple months technically, because there's more Friday the 13th.
And they keep going back. That's what I like. That's why I love horror movies with the aspect. Like
Crystal Lake, there was only a massacre here like 7 years ago. It's fine.
No, it's usually like, oh, there was a massacre like 10 years ago, and like 7 years ago there was another massacre, and like 5 years ago there was another massacre, and
these,
like,
there's some cops there to investigate this. They look dead too, but you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Then, hey, we had a short period of time where everything was fine.
Where there was no mass murders.
But in Manhattan, for some reason, some shit started going down.
Yeah, yeah.
And then a lot of years later, suddenly we heard some things in space were going up.
Oh god. Jason X.
Which I'm so confused about.
That's why I've always liked Freddy's premise. Because Freddy's premise seems much more scarier to me. And the logic of, like, he's in your dreams. Like, it's not... And then, like...
But if we're talking about scary concepts, Final Destination's scarier than either
of them. Oh, God. Every time, I swear those movies have scarred me for life. Especially when I'm on the freeway. And I see those...
Log trucks.
And I'm like, this is it. This I'm gonna have a premonition right now.
Those movies have always legitimately freaked me out, just because like, you look at Friday the 13th, you look at the Nightmare on Elm Street series. There's a bad guy. There's a set bad guy. This is a dude coming trying to kill you. You did something stupid, or you know, you're just related to people. He's gonna try to kill you. But then you look at the Final Destination movies, where you're like, there is nothing. There is no bad guy. There's no witch or something like that, or ghosts like in Paranormal Activity. It's just death. You just skipped on death, and death's like, nah, you're going to go down.
Either way, you are going to go. But they did get ridiculous. What did they go up to, like 6 or 7 or something like that?
I remember.
Because that's what Hollywood does, you know. Like,
yeah, well, but that's, you know what the best part was? You know what the fifth one was called? Final Destination.
Oh, God, I hate that shit so much. It's like the new Scream. It's Scream.
No, but I'm defending that one simply out of the fact that that is a really common trope to occur, and Scream is supposed to be a satire.
Well,
so
the thing that makes me sad. This is the first Scream not directed by the late, great Wes Craven. Hmm. So, and I that's why I didn't like the fact that they just called it Scream. And I'm but just
I,
like...
But again, I stand by the idea that unless they just did it because they were being lazy. But I feel like there's enough movies, because I listed that. There's like Poltergeist. There's like a 2006 Poltergeist as well that came out.
That was not bad. Not bad.
But I'm just saying, like...
Wow, they curb jumped that
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, they really jumped that guy. I'm just saying, there's a bunch of horror movies. Like, almost every major horror genre has one that is named after the first one. Because there's another Friday the 13th.
Well, it's like Halloween.
Yeah, well, and there was
this one, they're like, let's get clever. Halloween Kills. I don't understand that title.
Which, to be fair, wasn't technically the newer one Rob Zombie's Halloween?
Yeah, he did call him Halloween and Halloween 2.
No, but I'm saying, like, it was Rob Zombie, so, like, that was kind of the defining factor.
Well, that was an actual reboot. Yeah. What the thing I don't like about these new Halloweens is the first, well, it's kind of weird saying the first one, Halloween before Halloween Kills is a direct sequel to the first movie. So troping, you know, taking out everything continuity wise mm-hmm. after,
which is
one.
Weird. Cause then they put, what's her name in it? Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yeah.
Which was a big part of the older ones, like H2O. And you're like,
so... Well, fun story about that, I found. So Jamie Lee, I saw a thing, I think she was at a con or something, like before the pandemic and all this stuff. Oh, yeah. Well, how's the time?
It's almost 40, or it's almost 50.
Okay. That's the story real quick. I just heard it, and I thought it was adorable. She was talking about Halloween H2O. And she just had, it was like a year beforehand, and she just had this idea. She's like, hey, it's almost 20 years for Halloween, you know, the 20-year anniversary. And I guess she called John and to like, hey, guess what? She goes, you know, we'll probably, this is, I've never seen anybody do like a 20-year at the 20-year mark for a franchise like this. And then they started getting the ball rolling and stuff like that. And so when they went to the movie, when they did the movie, she was just like, yes. She goes, I, you know, and she goes, if I'm doing this, I have to kill Michael. Like, Michael has to die by my hands. Because I, you know, she was doing the story ideas and whatnot. And she goes, he finally, then as it got closer, they're hiring people. They cast Josh Hartnett and all this and that. And she read the script. And the end of the script was, car goes down the hill, goes on fire, has Michael in it. And it just says, and the amber glow over her face, and maybe Michael's finally dead. And she's like, no, 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 this is not what I wanted. So she got all pissed off, and she went and met them. Then they rewrites to the script and gave it to her, and she goes, and once a fucking again, amber glow over my face. And I was like, no. And so then she went into the office, got all pissed off, and she's just like, hey. And they're like, yeah, well, we're not, because I forgot who owns Michael. We're not actually allowed to kill him. And she goes, what the fuck? I wouldn't have done this in the first place. And she goes, I already got paid. She goes, I already this and that. She goes, and then one of the producers is like, hey, I got an idea. What if? And they're like, what do you mean, what if? And she's like, that's nothing you ever want to hear from a producer. She goes, well, what if we do the ending you want, but you think Michael's dead and the audience thinks Michael's dead? And she's like, I guess. She goes, well, if I fucking do this, and I know you're going to make another one of these movies. If I fucking do this, in the next one, you're going to find me in an asylum, and fucking Michael's going to kill me because I went crazy because I killed some paramedic that had Michael's mask on or whatever you were trying to suggest to me. And then and lo and behold, what happened in Resurrection?
You mean kills?
No, in Resurrection, because Resurrection was with Busta Rhymes.
Oh, right.
Yeah, awful one.
That person was having a very bad time trying to park.
Yeah, and so she was just like, and this is why I was sadly in Resurrection. But I told him this for my mental health. I needed this ending to the story. And what's funny is, like, this is the ending I wanted.
Yeah.
Is that?
No, that's okay.
And I was just like, then why'd you come back for this? Like, but Hollywood, money, you know.
Yeah, I mean, and there's, you know, some people have these lavish lifestyles that they need to maintain, and I don't blame them for it, for wanting to do that. You just, sometimes I lose a little respect for them.
Well, it's like Shannon would say, she goes, because I was like, Crooks 3's finished, and like, he's got a rough cut. She's like, my God, how much is this man gonna milk his universe? I was like, hey, if I made a fucking movie that was like a hit and then like everyone loved it and adored it and it became a cult classic or whatever you will, I will make as many fucking sequels as I want. Or he's in the white car, so that's not him.
No, but the person walking up to the movie theater.
Is it, are they in the Michael mask?
No.
Oh, yeah, that's him.
I was like, I think that's him all the way over there.
All right. Oh,
he's not gonna be able to see shit. All
right, y'all. Well, we're gonna go watch the movie now. I don't know. All right. Well, we'll catch you on the other side with Big Daddy. All right.
Funny thing was, I totally kicked your guys' ass out here. Like, the door's right there.
I know.
I took a piss. So no, but it was like I walked out and I was just like, I'm gonna just get here super duper quick.
We thought you ignored him. Because when you texted me, I was like, he's at the car.
I know, I had to come out here and stretch real quick, man.
Dang, I was like,
excuse me.
No, I literally
rejected the brother.
Walked out that door. I was like, because, okay, so there's no post-credit scene. It just says at the end, Bond will return. Which is a weird statement.
No, they're going to reboot it. Like, yeah. It's a reboot coming. Mm-hmm. I was telling... Big Daddy here, I was just like, Ian Fleming's like, fuck no, ain't gonna be no Bond girl. You know,
yeah, there is.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is.
We just got out of the movie. Here's Big Daddy. I forgot about him. I stated in the starting of the podcast.
I didn't forget about him. I just didn't say anything, to be honest.
I got off the freeway and I called and he's like, "What's up?" I was like, I forgot you.
Actually, no, I didn't even forget about him when I messaged you. I said, "So you got Phil?"
Yeah, you did text me. Did I get
it? Like, do you got Big Daddy with you? And you're just like, he's on his way.
too busy trying to get over here, folks.
Well, to be fair, I work right over
there. Well, I know you were. Yeah,
I got off work and came straight over here, so. Popping popcorn for like 6 hours.
No time to die, though. That was a long movie, two and a half hours.
But it was worth it.
I liked it. I will say, on an emotional scale, just from these Bond movies, I would say Skyfall still hits home.
Yeah,
because you haven't seen Skyfall, right?
No, I haven't. Yeah, like I said, Casino Royale and part of Quantum of Solace is all I've ever seen.
Yeah, and I was like, thank God I watched half of Spectre, so I knew what was kind of going on. Mm-hmm. And I got confused when, spoilers, by the way, this movie's
not
been out
spoilers,
for a week.
It's a spoiler.
This movie's
I literally started it by stating there was no post-credit scene and what it said at the post-credit scene. So just spoiler mark it when you put it out.
With them killing Bond, I was like, ballsy move, all right, you know. And once again, but what I didn't like about that is, like, he's still like the tragic character that will never get what he wants, but he kind of did get what he wanted because he got a kid that he didn't know about. You know,
is anyone ever getting some Magneto vibes from him? Where yes. It's just like, I had a good life in the very beginning of this movie.
Yeah, no.
Shit's going to go wrong to take away my good life? And it's happened multiple times now.
No, and I was a little confused about the kid thing because she goes, that she doesn't have your eyes. It doesn't. No,
she said it's not your kid.
It's not your kid. And then all of a sudden, like, out of nowhere, like, yeah, that's his kid. I was like, okay, is he the kid? Is he not the kid? Like,
you know what I kind of took it as? I took it as that he impregnated her, but she's raised that kid, so it's not his kid. Like, that's how I took it initially.
And
I did too. Fucking, I did too. Like, oh, you want to kick me out? You want to kick me out your life, bitch? Fuck you.
No, and she's like, she's got my eyes, and it's just like, oh, he's realizing that it's his kid, and she's like, it's not your kid. Just so you know, it's not your kid.
But her secret wasn't really, like, gonna break him. Like, how they kept on building up, they're like, oh, her secret, her secret, her secret.
Well,
like,
her secret was that her dad was Mr. White. And...
Well, no, that was from the last movie. Because that's where she comes in. She comes in an inspector.
Oh, as being known as Mr.
Yeah.
White's... Okay.
Yeah, because when Bond goes and finds Mr. White, like, in this... Like Mr. White likes little random, like, nowhere cottages or whatever with... That's why when the joke came on, because why does your father like holes in the wall? Because literally, like, there's several scenes.
Maybe he likes glory holes. Maybe.
There's several scenes in Spectre where, like, they kept on finding, like, his secret room. So yeah. When that joke hit, I laughed and I was like, oh, yeah, these guys haven't seen the last. But no, she was the daughter of Mr. White. And now I know they fell in love at the end of the movie. So when I go finish it. Like I said, I'm just glad I saw Spectre, half of it at least, just
I'm gonna
be like,
watch it now.
But
I just love the fact that, like, I don't know whose plan ultimately did anything, because, like,
I think Homeboy. Like, oh, I liked him, the guy from Mr. Robot.
Who was he anyway?
He's from Mr. Robot.
No, not the actor.
Oh.
Who was his character? Because we've had a lot of callback characters, like Blofeld, and, you know,
Cyclops is one, right?
What?
Was Cyclops like an old Bond?
No. He called the dude who had the one eye and was using the other Blofeld eye Cyclops.
Yeah.
That was not who that was. So I have no idea what this Bond villain's name was.
I gotta tell you, though, that scene in the jail seemed very Batman and Joker-ish.
I will say, the part of that scene that I really enjoyed was it led into itself where... He touches her, and, like, if you're paying attention to what's going on, you're like, oh, crap. Mm-hmm. He's going to touch Blofeld now, and he's going to be the one that kills
That's
Blofeld.
That's exactly what I was thinking, too.
So you're like, because, like, when he approached first.
Safin. S-A-F-A-N.
His mannerisms were great. Like, I was like, this dude's fucking creepy.
I was sad that the Poison Garden never really came to any... like
the conclusion. Tea didn't go into effect. They teased it with her ever being in that room.
Yeah, no, and the but it's also they're in the garden with a bunch of poisonous plants around. I really thought was going to happen, like Bond was going to throw him into the plants or something.
Yeah,
me too.
He was going to have a really bad reaction, and that's how he was going to die. No, he just popped him like three times.
This I
just quit.
You know, I was thinking of what's his name? What was Tyrese's character's name in?
Oh,
Roman?
Roman, yeah.
Roman,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking of the scene in Fast 9 when he's like, do you guys ever wonder, like, we're in, like, the craziest predicaments, and, like, we survive. Like, maybe we got superpower. Like, all the things that happened throughout this movie with Bond.
Mm-hmm.
Like when he's in the middle of the fucking ocean, and then
he got blown up a lot too.
He's sure the fuck.
then the little raft guard shows up. Then of course the tugboat shows up, and I'm just like, it brought me to Roman's theory. He's like, guys, we're superheroes.
But the difference is like they didn't get a scratch in Fast and Furious.
He got
beat to crap.
At least Bond got his white shirt dirty.
So let's go through this. The grave exploded. Then when he was on the ship. That exploded right next to him.
Lost his homeboys. Oh, I'm sorry, his brother.
Oh, I love that guy.
I know. I was just like...
The Watcher.
Yeah. Oh, God. Okay, that's a great... Yeah, I love his voice, too. Then a few times on his attack of everything going up...
That was a fun, like, upstairs... Like, it felt like a video game for a moment. Like, bam, bam.
Yeah.
Bam, pop, 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 pop.
And then at the very end when, you know, he exploded one last time.
Yeah, and then the door, they threw a grenade and door slammed into him and he fucking flew.
Remember when the first bomb went off in the starting of the movie? I thought that was going to be like something that's going to affect him throughout the movie, like his hearing.
Yeah.
Because that was...
weird noise.
Yeah, like they really went out.
You get the distortion effect. Which was a cool effect. I mean, I know it would last that long for real, but it was kind of annoying how long it lasted in the movie.
Yeah.
Like, you're just like, gosh, okay. So what's... And then why was everyone running away? Like, in that village. No, in that village, when everything was going on, he, like, there was the explosion at
the graveyard.
But then he goes back to the grave, like the grave keeper's area. They're already running. The phone's off the hook. Like, I'm kind of confused what's going on.
Because that homeboy was working for him. He set them up.
Yeah.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. And the one thing I found funny is remember how she went to her grave? I was like, she died in the first movie, bro. Were you that whipped? Like, after all these years from 2006 till
now? Hell yeah.
Well, no, to be fair.
She put it on shit.
Most of the point for Quantum was for him to find the person who was responsible for her death.
Yeah, so he's pretty whipped. 16 years, you know what I mean? But what's funny is, like, they play with the time, too.
16, yeah, it was 16 years. Fuck.
So, also, funny kind of thing. What was her name? The woman, the starts with an M.
Madeline.
Was it the adult or was it the kid? Because I got those two mixed up real bad.
Yeah.
But Madeline, how when she was a kid and she shot that guy a few times and tried to drag the body away. Now this time when she shot someone, she just like double tapped them a couple times. She's like, you are staying down.
Then he rose up.
Yeah. Oh, that was cool.
Yeah. Well, no. But I'm saying like when she was a kid, she just shot him in the chest a few times.
Yes.
Then now when she was an adult, she shot that dude that almost shot Bond and her kid. And then she just walks up and pops him a few more times. Yeah. So I'm just like, she is making sure he stays down. I would be honest, like completely honest. If I shot someone in the chest a few times and they got back up, you got to bet every time I shot someone from that point on, there'd be a few extra shots in them. You shot him in the head. I think he's dead. No, I'm just making sure.
Mm-hmm. Straight to the dome.
It's like serial killer movies where I was like, just someone pop a headshot.
There was how it should have ended for Scream, like, or for horror movies in general. They're just like, if you knock him out, incapacitate him. You got a foot, use it on his throat. He's like, and you're like, that would stop. Yeah.
So, Big Daddy, I wanted to ask you this because we're talking about The Way Out. Like, do you think it was the right move to kill him?
Yeah. Daniel Craig said no more. He didn't want to be Bond no more. He wanted to do other things. And how else do you, make your exit? You make sure that your character's fucking dead. And if he comes back from that.
I thought they were going to pull a Nolan.
I mean, the bomb hit him.
Yeah.
It fucking disintegrated his ass. If he comes back from that shit.
fuck it.
I'm not gonna watch Bond.
God of all.
Well, the thing about that is I was telling Doug, I was like, I was really wondering, just because I thought they were gonna pull a Nolan type of ending, and at the end they're gonna go to their cottage and that little bunny or whatever is gonna be on the steps, and I was like, how? How is this motherfucker alive?
Exactly.
Well, also, see, you know what the other thing about that is, though? I thought about the bunny. That after he got the bunny is when he got infected with the stuff. So if he did try to give the bunny back, he could kill the kid.
He kept it on him, though.
He did.
Man, that is like...
Me doo-doo.
Yeah.
I'm
sure that translates into something less immature than my poo-poo.
I liked it for the most part, and like I said, Skyfall is still my favorite Skyfall and Casino Royale.
I gotta go catch up now. Casino Royale, I loved that because that's the whole new introduction, and them I think they just said, fuck it, we're gonna do whatever we want to. They gave us the right to do whatever we want to, and they went balls out for that first one.
You know what seems really weird about Casino Royale to me? What Bond number was that? Was that like 21? Something like that?
Yeah, because this is 25.
Like early 20s. And it took them that many movies to name one of their Bond movies off of the first book.
Well, what's funny, though, is... There is a movie already out there called Casino Royale. It's like a parody with James Bond. Mm-hmm. It's not officially in canon, but it came before Dr. No.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So there was a James Bond before... Sean Connery.
Yeah, well, that book hadn't been out that long at that point. I thought that book came out like the 50s.
Mm-hmm. And that movie's bad. Like, that it's because it's like a making fun of spies, like before spies were even a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's another movie
like Get Smart.
Yeah. There's another yep. Bond movie too that's not canon, and it's a Sean Connery one where he comes back to play him one more time as an older Bond.
Okay. Speaking of, dude, Daniel Craig looks real old in this movie.
Yeah, yes, he does.
I have no problem with actors playing these kind of roles older into their career, but for as action-oriented as he is, he's just like, wow, you are getting up there in age. Yeah.
Unless that was on purpose, like the show, like this, like he's a weathered old man, you know what I mean?
But it was like Pierce Brosnan was an older Bond. Like most Bonds have been kind of older Bonds. Pierce Brosnan was like the oldest one. But it wasn't so hand-to-hand action as these 53.
He's 53. Ooh, okay. He's up there. But, I don't know. I'm excited to see where it's going. I want to see where it's going to go from here. And remember the thing I told you guys? Like, when we stop caring about a story, that's why they're like, this is the epic conclusion. This is this. You have to watch all the movies to, like, kind of grasp, like, here and there. Not all of them in the sense, especially with Spectre, because Spectre ties into this a lot. But it's like, why do you wait 5 years between each movie or so long? And it's like the story just kind of, it's like a bad wrestling story, you know?
Well, okay. So something that happened in this movie that we actually talked about the other day or yesterday was, you know, there's a female 007.
Mm-hmm.
And my thing was, I have no problem with there being a female 007, but if she goes by the name Jamie Bond, I'm going to get pissed.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about this conversation.
Yeah, I'm going to get real pissed.
I don't think porn.
Yes. You know what? I bet if you looked up Jamie Bond, Jamie 007, Bond, it'd probably be double D7.
It should be doubled over.
No. Yeah, I'm giving myself away here. It's Jane Bond. It was a mid-90s porno, and yes,
but still,
that shit was funny as hell.
But still, like, what I'm saying to that is, like, if in the movies, like the actual like canon series, they try to just change it from James Bond to Jamie Bond, I'm just like, no,
without no original thought put into it. Yeah,
that's why. What's her name's like Nomi, something like that. I think that's the character is Nomi, which I liked her. I really did like her.
No, I don't do
like, I'm sad that this is the only, like, this will probably be the only one that has both Daniel Craig and her in it, because their chemistry back and forth was hilarious.
That was fun. It really was fun.
But I was going to ask, like, I got confused about her just taking the 007 rank. Like, I was just like, does it work like that? Like, I don't think it works like that.
No, I think it's just you're ranking at MI6 as far as that, and the 7
they
has
only
a very,
go to 10?
Well, but I'm saying the 7, like, it goes in descending order. Oh. Like, 006 is higher than 007. That was what we found out in GoldenEye. GoldenEye. Because Sean Bean's character was a 006. He was higher ranked than James Bond.
Mm-hmm.
So it's still a ranking system. So you can be...
they're going to erase the franchise and be like, 001. let's get to the real badass of all these Bonds.
I think they already made that movie. I think they already made the movie. It's called The Kingsman.
Or
yeah,
Bourne Ultimatum.
Oh, geez, probably.
Jason Bourne. Jason Bourne's 001.
That's another thing I got real heavy vibes from this movie about. Was it was like a Jason Bourne movie trying to just try, like, with the action sequences mostly, not with like the character, because let's be honest, Jason Bourne didn't really have a lot of character.
I got a bit of a John Wick feel after right? this one. especially the scene, the stair scene. That one really had that John Wick kind of vibe to me, and I'm like, great, everyone's going to try to copy that shit now.
I ultimately still think John Wick could kick James Bond ass, at least these two.
Yes. Hands down.
Look here, you old motherfucker.
They're both the same age, though. Like, yeah. Look at how old Keanu Reeves is.
I got the Matrix behind me, bitch.
Even though it wouldn't even be that, he just starts shooting him and he'd be like,
"Oh yeah, I forgot. He has the power now."
Yeah, just freezes in midair and just. So is that really your only trick? I mean, I could sleep with you.
Oh.
Hmm. Bill and Ted are ready for one more excellent adventure.
Nice.
So, I know you like rankings out of five. What would you give it, Big Daddy?
I give it a 3.5 out of five.
If you're going to give it a 3.5 out of five, why don't I just give it a 7 out of 10?
Well, he doesn't like tens.
But if you're giving it a half score.
It's because I like it that way.
Yeah, see?
Just like my six.
Just don't jump in there. You know, the peanut butter and jelly's already made, so.
I don't know how to already put that peanut butter.
You, Doug?
I'm giving it a 7 out of 10.
Cool.
We got a 7 out of 10. We got a 3.5.
It was nothing world-breaking, but it was still a fun ride. I mean,
It was fun. I liked it.
It's weird, because the last movie we all saw together was the Fast 9.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a really big shut your brain off kind of movie, where this is kind of the opposite type of action movie, where you actually have to pay attention to what the hell is going on if you want to be anywhere in the story.
Like, I was like, what's going on? Well, who's the bad guy? Like, what the fuck is going on?
Once Spectre died and Blofeld was gone his way out, and you're like, who's the villain of this movie?
No, the interaction with M, and like all of a sudden, like, oh, now we're homies. And I'm like,
dude. And
I was like, wait, what?
That American asshole.
Oh, that Logan guy?
Logan, yeah. Max. Logan something.
Yeah, like...
He smiles too much.
He smiles too much. But I think it's so weird, like, when the doctor person starts talking about stuff. He's like, he can't say that. He needs to be quiet. I'm just like, this is the part where both of them just punch him in the face and stop him and find out what the guy wants to tell him. Because this guy's obviously got something wrong with everything going on. But then, no. Of course, Leiter gets killed. And I'm real pissed about that.
So, yeah. Out of five, though, I give it a 3.
Really? You didn't?
I was like, there's a lot going on in this movie. Like, and it needs another watch. And, like, finish Spectre, then go watch this again so I could be like, okay, you know. Or just go back and have a fucking rewatch with Casino Royale, Quantum Solace, Skyfall, mm-hmm. Spectre, then watch this one again.
I'd be really interested if you just sat down over the course of a couple days and just watched all of the Bond films, what kind of story that would be.
I'd be like, guys, check this out. So now I can put all the pieces together in this movie. So you remember this scene, it connects to Casino Royale, and this scene connects, you know what I mean?
But Spectre was an organization in the original Bond series. Like, that's been around for a long time.
Yeah.
So I'm just really like, what is watching all of them together? Or is it new Bond, new series?
Like, I just love the fact that he killed Spectre. Like, they, in Spectre itself, they make them seem like they're so, you know, which they are. But then this one's like, nope, they're dead.
Yeah.
I just also...
Dead like motherfuckers.
I also think it was weird that for any criminal organization that huge, they'd be like, hey, let's get everybody together in one location. You know, nothing could possibly happen. We're all together. Nobody could just launch a missile at this building and just end us all.
Yeah, well, it's like, hello, James. And I was like, I knew it, because he did that in the first Inspector.
Well, that also, that was in the trailers for this movie, too, which was a little weird.
Yeah. So, I give it 3.5. And out of a 10 scale, you gave it a 7. So,
Phil and I gave it the same score, just using different metrics.
I know.
Sorry, Big Daddy. I keep calling you. I don't know.
It's okay. It's okay. Yeah, they get it after a while.
Yeah. You used to say our whole names at one point.
Oh,
that'd be really awkward to just constantly be referring to you guys as your full names.
But, yeah. Like on wrestling.
Like, yeah, like wrestling.
You go to hell, Michael Cole.
But tell us what you think of the movie. This is we didn't go live this week because we had this movie planned. But next Friday, we will be live. Wait, Friday?
Yep.
Okay, yes. We will be live next Friday, then released Saturday. So let us know what you think. If you saw No Time to Die, and I got to say, Billy Eilish's song was pretty badass.
I would say it was a good song. I would not use the metric of badass.
I'm sorry. I just really like that song.
It's a good song. I just... badass to me is like... I don't know. The Spider-Man score?
Oh, yeah.
Da-na-na.
Da-na-na.
Which one?
The new one from the No Way Home trailer.
I thought you meant like the old, like the Tobey Maguire.
Spider-Man! Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I was like, she's better than Billie Eilish. I can't stand that little heifer, man.
I mean, like I said, it wasn't a bad song. It was an okay song for the beginning of one movie. Mm-hmm. Madonna's...
I love that song.
Die Another Day. That is a badass song.
Yes.
Right. If you're talking about badassness. Yeah.
Tell us what you think. No Time to Die, out now, in theaters only. So after a few weeks... Only. Then after a few weeks, it'll be out on digital.
Streaming everywhere. For 20 bucks. Yeah. Well, I mean, we're already like a week into it. I'm sure it'll just be like two more weeks.
I know. Like tomorrow, I'll call you. Yeah,
like,
hey.
Amazon will get tired. Like, all right, just put it on our Prime.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. Well, I'm KMB the Sexy Ninja.
Doug.
Big Daddy.
And like and subscribe. Share it with your grandma. Share it with the bum down at Walmart or Target. Where else was he? We haven't seen him in a while, right?
They ain't seen him in a while. Hell, he might have got a job and moved on. Shit. I hope he did.
Good for him.
Hell yeah, it's cold out here and shit.
And when in doubt, fuck your couch.
Say it, man.
Say it.
No.
What?
No, we talked about this before.
We did, huh?
Yeah.
What? No fuck your couch?
We'll tell you later.
I want to hear it now.